It's the Lee Scott Academy Basketball Russell Building Supply Countdown to Tip-Off on Tiger Country 104.5.
We wrap up the conclusion of the varsity girls game. We won 46-1 and begin to make our focus to the varsity boys game. We welcome you into the Russell Building Supply Countdown to Tip-Off. But before we get started, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Lee Scott Sports Network.
Tiger Country 104.5 is WAUE HD2 Waverly and W283DQ Auburn Opelika.
Tiger Country 104.5.
Varsity girls with a 46-1 victory over the Blue Devils of Notasulga. Boys warming up now, looking to complete the two-game sweep. Both of these teams coming off of really nice outings at Horseshoe Bend. Boys won that one 72-41. Let's look at some of these final stats here from the varsity girls game. Clark Ivett, she finished with 15. Haynes Kesey finished with 5. Kennedy Gilbert got in the scoring column in the fourth quarter. She finished with a bucket. Sydney Dunlap with 5. Lucy Zellner had 2. Maggie Herndon had 2. Camden Cleveland had a quiet 4 points, but did just about everything right on the offensive side of the ball. Sutton Lewis had 6. And Riley Field, somebody that I'd like to give a lot of credit to, played really, really well in tonight's game. Had a lot of rebounds, a lot of offensive rebounds as well. She had 5 points in the contest, but those 5 points she worked really hard for. And again, did a really nice job forcing some tie-ups, giving the Warriors some extra possessions. Did a really nice job as the big man for Lee Scott Academy. The varsity girls get a 46-1 victory. Boys now warming up, looking to do the same thing. And we welcome you in to the Russell Building Supply Countdown to Tip-Off. The Russell Building Supply Countdown to Tip-Off is brought to you by Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Again, the boys coming off a 72-41 victory over Horseshoe Bend, their last time out on Tuesday. That win moved the varsity boys to 8-1 on the season. They look to make it 9-1 here in just a few minutes. Chapman Harris had 15 last game, led the scoring column for the Warriors. He had 9 in the fourth quarter in a game that was really, really evenly distributed in points for this Lee Scott team. Again, Chapman Harris had 15, Parks Myers had 12, Barrett Cook had 10, Parker Wright had 10, Will Lyles with 8, Grayson Haley with 7. And I say all of that to finish with Hayden Harper had 5 points in that outing. But how nice is it if your team can score 72 points against a really nice defensive team, against a team that plays a very similar style of basketball like Horseshoe Bend did? But the ability for multiple guys to step up big, even when your number one player has a little bit of an off night. Get a game that was very emotionally charged. Lee Scott and Horseshoe Bend, but Lee Scott able to do things really easily in the second half, and they look to do it here again tonight on the campus of Lee Scott Academy. It's the varsity boys, Lee Scott, and the Blue Devils of Notasulga. When we come back, we'll get you some of those starting lineups, talk about the keys to the game for the Warriors as they look to move to 9-1 on the season. Don't go anywhere. Varsity boys action coming up on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
Home buying has never been simple. In today's economy, it's vital to work with an experienced lender who understands your needs. Auburn Bank's mortgage lending team is made up of local folks who can help you navigate the process. Whether it's finding your dream home or making improvements to your existing home, stop by our new home in the Auburn Bank Center. We'll be glad to help. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 403461.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention. It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
It's the Lee Scott Academy Basketball Russell Building Supply Countdown to Tip-Off on Tiger Country 104.5.
About 90 seconds until Lee Scott Academy takes the floor against Notasulga. Notasulga coming into town 0-4 on the season, looking to pick up their first win. They lost to Glenwood twice, to Pike Road, and then to Beulah earlier this week. Warriors 8-1, looking to move to 9-1. Their lone loss to Montgomery Academy in the Larry Chapman Foundation Tip-Off Classic. Lee Scott doing a lot of things right on the offensive, especially the defensive side of the basketball. Warriors last time out on Tuesday night, it was tied 20-20 with Horseshoe Bend in the first quarter, and ended up winning that one 72-41. Gave up 21 points in the final 24 minutes. So much credit goes to this Lee Scott Academy team. We'll take one quick break here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. We'll come back and get you those starting lineups. You're listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Our members, love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
We wrap up the Russell Building Supply countdown to tip off, and we welcome you in to Sanford Gymnasium, home of Lee Scott Academy. Varsity boys taking the floor right now. And those starting lineups tonight are presented by Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. You can check out their upcoming events at goosecenter.auburn.edu. Warriors will be in their home whites. Notasoga in the road blacks with the royal blue trim. It'll be Haley, Harper, Wright, Myers, and Cook, the starting five for Lee Scott Academy. Warriors will be going left to right. Blue Devils from right to left. And we're just about underway. Parker Wright will look to tip it away for the Warriors. The opening tip is won by the Blue Devils. Rolls around the floor for a second or two, but the point guard, Isaiah Hurt, will bring the ball in. They try and find their big man on the low block, but turn it over to the Blue Devils. Hayden Harper finds Grayson Haley, who finds Park Myers. Now a cutting Haley. His left-handed layup is up, and it is good. Grayson Haley gets the scoring started for Lee Scott Academy. They're up 2-0 here, and Parks Myers now gets the steal. It's a 3-on-3 fast break. Who's it going to be? It's going to be Parks Myers. He takes it all the way. A pump fake to Hayden Harper. Got the defense selling out to the right, and a wide-open finger-rolled layup. Warriors quickly out in front, 4-0, and you can see the tempo of this Lee Scott Academy team taking over already. Opening tip-off of tonight's game is brought to you by Auburn Bank. Is that 20-foot jumper is short. Haley get the rebound. Quickly going the other way. Eurostep tries to find Parker Wright on the left block, but fires it right in between his legs. But Auburn Bank, their local team, stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you, and proud to sponsor Lee Scott Academy basketball. Left wing three from the Blue Devils is no good, but they're going to say an offensive foul. No, a defensive foul on Parks Myers, trying to get defensive positioning on the rebound. So the Blue Devils will have an inbound under their own basket. 6:53 just underway here in the first quarter. Warriors with two early layups. They lead 4-0. Almost a turnover on the inbounds. Ball sitting right around the invisible cylinder. Bodies falling all over the place. Four bodies on the ground. Everybody seems to be getting off under their own power. And I don't know what the decision will be. They will say, said it was a jump ball. Okay, and the Warriors will take over. While working around the perimeter, Parker Wright tries to find Haley, cutting on the right elbow. But a bounce pass that undercut him a little bit, hit him in the shins. And he kicks it out of bounds. Warriors uncharacteristic early with two early turnovers. Oh, they're actually going to say that it was out on the Blue Devil. He'll happily take that gift. Hayden Harper working his way along the right side. Tries the Euro step layup. Goes off the front of the rim. Rebound with Grayson Haley. Kicks it out to Barrett Cook. His left wing three is buried. Warriors out in front 7-0 earlier. Hayden Harper gets the turnover. Now the Warriors have numbers if they want to use it. Barrett Cook now on the left block. Tries to fire it inside. Finds Parker Wright, who finds Haley. Now back to the corner in the left wing three. Hayden Harper buries it. A 10-0 run to get tonight started for Lee Scott Academy. Blue Devils need a timeout. We'll take one with them. 10-0 early here, 2 minutes into the first quarter. You're listening to Lee Scott Academy basketball on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Home buying has never been simple. In today's economy, it's vital to work with an experienced lender who understands your needs. Auburn Bank's mortgage lending team is made up of local folks who can help you navigate the process. Whether it's finding your dream home or making improvements to your existing home, stop by our new home in the Auburn Bank Center. We'll be glad to help. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 403461.
Other than the two turnovers, it's been about as perfect of a start as you could ask for Lee Scott Academy. Almost force another one. They do force another one. It almost appeared to be a layup as the ball hit off of Parker Wright and then off the front of the rim. But the Warriors come down with it, and then a loose ball foul on the Blue Devils. 10-0 Warriors. Barrett Cook a three, Hayden Harper a three, and Haley and Myers both have a layup. There's a 10-0 run here as we just get underway in this first quarter. Barrett Cook thought about the three, pump fake, got the defender up in the air. Hayden Harper can't get the layup to go, but he's hit in midair, and he'll work his way to the free throw line. Nice job by Barrett Cook. He had a good shot in the right corner three, but a pump fake got the defender up in the air and found a cutting Hayden Harper. And you'll take a decent look for a great look, and Hayden Harper at the free throw line buries the first. Christian Griffin here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. And a reminder that today's game is presented by Acre Restaurant in Auburn. You can check out their variety of menus online at acreauburn.com. That one rattles in and out. Hayden Harper splits the pair at the free throw line. A Euro step, and I believe they're going to call. Oh, it could have been an offensive foul or a defensive foul, but they instead call a travel. I didn't agree with the call, but you'll take it nonetheless. Warriors 11-0 here, approaching the five-minute mark in the first quarter. Warriors working the offense. A beautiful pass to Parker right on the left block, but he wasn't ready for it to wrestle for the basketball, and they're going to call a jump ball. Possession arrow will give it to the Blue Devils. It was Grayson Haley. Maybe the arrow is not correct because they're saying it's Warrior basketball. It should be Blue Devil basketball. And now, after a discussion, they will change the possession. But a nice drive from Haley. Tried to dish it off to Parker Wright, but I just don't think he was ready for it. Hayden Harper almost gets a steal. He does get a steal, and the fast break layup is up. And you can see the speed taken over from Hayden Harper. Layup is up, and it is good. A couple defenders had the position in the area inside the paint, but Harper's speed just too much, and he gets the fast break layup. 8-foot jumper is buried from Walter Tatum, and the Blue Devils are on the board, 13-2, 4.5 to play in the first quarter. Barrett Cook, right corner three, is up, and it is no good. You can tell that one was left off the jump. Hayden Harper gets the offensive rebound, and the Blue Devils go for a reach-around steal. And I thought he got it clean, but the Warriors will actually get credit for drawing a foul. So Hayden Harper will inbound it underneath their own basket, standing on the R, and Warriors under, again, under their own basket. Chapman Harris will check in for the first time tonight. Parker Wright will make his way to the bench to take a breather. Chapman Harris led the way for the Warriors their last time out. He had 15-9 in the fourth quarter. Barrett Cook, right wing three, no good. Chapman Harris, offensive rebound. Parks Myers cutting and two pump fakes, gets the defender up in the air, and he will head to the charity stripe. It's Haley, Harper, Chapman Harris, Barrett Cook, and Parks Myers. First free throw is knocked down as Will Lyles checks in for Barrett Cook. 14-2, here score, 4:01 remaining in this first quarter. Parks Myers knocks both the free throws down. 15-2 now, halfway through this first period. Warriors showing some full court pressure. But a cheap foul right around the half-court line. I believe that's going to be on Parks Myers. And he looked frustrated making his way to the bench. Wyatt Watley will check in for the first time tonight. 15-foot jumper is buried. Nice jumper from Keldrick Davis. Warriors take it the other way, up 15-4. Chapman Harris thought about the three, works his way inside the 2-3 zone. Left-handed layup up and no good. Short off the rim, but is fouled on the way up. Warriors head to the free throw line. It's one thing the Warriors have done really well all season is the ball movement breaks some of those defensive setups. As Harris knocks down the first free throw. Second free throw is up, and it is good. Chapman Harris goes 2-for-2 from the free throw line. Cord Zellner will check in for Haley. About a three-quarter press for the Warriors. And Hayden Harper will get called for the personal. Reach-in foul right at the half-court stripe. 3.5 to play here in this first quarter. Warriors out in front, 17-4. Lee Scott in a matchup 2-3 zone. With the bottom quarters extending to the wing if needed to try and find their way inside to the low block, but instead it gets knocked out of bounds. It will stay with the Blue Devils. .321, they work their way inside, but Wyatt Watley with the steal, and then a loose ball foul on the Blue Devils. Nice defensive positioning from Wyatt Watley. Got to spend a little bit of time with him. Chapman Harris, Parker Wright, and some of the other guys before the Tuesday afternoon game. You can tell this group plays really well together, have a lot of fun. Hayden Harper works his way inside. And the layup rattles home. Hayden Harper now has 8 of the 19 points for Lee Scott. Ball rolling around at the volleyball line, almost a steal. Now a steal by Will Lyles, but gets poked from behind. And now the Blue Devils have a 2-on-1 fast break, but Wyatt Watley with the personal foul. Not a bad foul. As there's no cheap fouls like that in high school basketball. 19-4. Transition take foul. That's what I was trying to think of in the NBA. You can't do it in the NBA, but you can do it all you want here in high school. 15-foot elbow jumper, no good. Too strong. Weak side offensive rebounds is gathered by the Blue Devils. And Tatum will head to the free throw line as he's hacked. It might have been Hayden Harper picking up his second foul. Both teams already with 5 team fouls in this first quarter. So for the final 2:30, any common fouls will result in the other team shooting free throws. Hayden Harper will make his way to the bench, and Grayson Haley checks in. First free throw is too strong. 2.5 to play here in this first quarter. 19-4, your score. Lee Scott out in front of the Blue Devils of Notasulga. Second free throw. Tatum gets the go. He has 3 now in the contest after splitting the pair. Wyatt Watley setting up the offense. The Blue Devils 2-3 zone extends all the way out to the volleyball line. Ball working around the perimeter, trying to find somebody inside. Wyatt Watley does find Haley. Now back to Watley, but stolen beforehand. And a blocking foul on Wyatt Watley. Tried to cut off the baseline from the Blue Devils, but didn't quite have the position. The speed of Keldrick Davis taking over, and because once again, that being the 6th team foul, the Blue Devils will shoot 2 free throws. And if you're the Warriors, the last things you want to do right now are get some of those cheap fouls on the defensive end of the floor and allow a Blue Devil team that only has 5 points and 2 field goals, give them some quite literally free points at the free throw line. Davis knocks down the first. So Tatum with three and Davis with three for this Blue Devil team. Second free throw on the way. And Davis gets that one to go as well. 19-7 now. Lee Scott Academy as Hayden Harper works his way back into the game. Chapman Harris, right wing three, no good. Could have got a foul call on the block contest, but no call. Blue Devils with the rebound. 20-foot jumper is no good. Then dribbles off his own foot on the offensive rebound. It's Warrior basketball. Offensive rebounds, or air balls rather, on them create so many advantages for an offense because the defense is trying to find a body to box out. Hayden Harper with a cross-court pass to Will Lyles. Now back to Hayden Harper. Now to Haley. Works his way inside. Tries to find Cord Zellner, but it's knocked away. It'll stay with the Warriors. .138 to play here in this first quarter. Warriors with a 19-7 advantage. Harper finds Chapman at the volleyball line. Now to Will Lyles. Now back to Hayden Harper. His corner three off the front of the rim and dances over the backboard. We're going the other way with a minute and a half remaining here in this first quarter. Warriors with about a three-quarter press. Almost force a turnover. And before they're able to get across the half-court line, the Blue Devils head coach asks for a timeout, and it's granted. With 1:22 remaining in the first quarter, Warriors with a 19-7 advantage. Don't go anywhere. Lee Scott Academy basketball continues after this on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Our members, love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration. Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
Blue Devils quick to inbound it following the timeout. Can't get the elbow jumper to go. Offensive rebound won by the Blue Devils. They try and throw it off of a Warrior, but I believe they're going to get one of the Blue Devils on a foul. Tried to throw it off of Cord Zellner, but Zellner able to dodge it. Ended up coming away with the basketball and then a foul from behind. So now Zellner will walk the length of the floor to shoot two free throws. First free throw is short. 1 minute to play here in the first quarter. 19-7. Lee Scott out in front of the Blue Devils and Notasogo. Christian Griffin bringing you all of tonight's action here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, wherever you're tuned in, whether it's Tiger Country 104.5, TigerCountry.net, the Radio Alabama app, or the Lee Scott Sports Network YouTube or Facebook live stream. We thank you for tuning in and for your support all season long, like you've shown, of Lee Scott Academy basketball. The second free throw from Zellner rattles home. Six Warriors now have scored in this first quarter. They lead by 13, 20-7, under a minute to play. Blue Devils just trying to get the ball across half court. Right wing three, way too strong. Offensive rebound ripped down by Davis. He now gets rewarded with a corner three. That one is short. Hayden Harper the rebounds. Warriors off and running. Now to Will Lyles. Passes it up to Chapman Harris. He has nowhere to go. Almost steps on the in line, but a nice job to save it. He passes it to Haley. His three is no good. Hayden Harper tries to save it, and he does for the time being, but Will Lyles can't track it down. He steps out of bounds, and wisely, or fortunately so, rather, because he tried to save it, and if he would have, it would have been a fast break layup for the Blue Devils. So a chaotic possession turns into nothing for Lee Scott. 28.9 here in this first quarter. Warriors by a baker's dozen. Ball sits right inside the volleyball line. Working the way around the perimeter. We'll see if the Blue Devils are holding for the final shot as we've hit 10 seconds, 9 seconds, 8. Ball sits at the left wing. Now back up to the top of the key. Could have been a travel, not called. Warriors almost forced a turnover. Now they do with 1 second remaining on the clock. We'll see how far Haley can throw it. Hayden Harper will let it get all the way to half court. The running three is up and off the back of the iron. He almost got it to go. He thought it was good, but unable to convert. But the Warriors out in front 20-7 through the first 8 minutes of play. We'll be back in 60 seconds with the start of the second quarter. You're listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Eight minutes down, 24 to go here on the campus of Lee Scott Academy inside Sanford Gymnasium. Well, thank you for joining us all night long as the girls varsity picked up a 46-1 victory. Now the varsity boys out in front 20-7 as we get underway here in this second quarter. Blue Devils in a 3-2 zone. Warriors get a paint touch now into Harper. Draw some contact, and gets hit hard. Harper will head to the free throw line, but Harper, for the time being, is down, slow to get up. Is able to get up and walks off under his own power. Was hit hard, had a pump fake, and drew the big man up into the air. So Harper now looking to convert. Two well-earned points at the free throw line. There's some sort of discussion with a couple of the referees. I mean, there was no intent there, unless they're saying something with Harper. They're talking with Coach William Johnson, two of them now. They'll make Hayden Harper come to the bench. Not too sure. Not too sure of the reasoning of it. I guess it's just the fact that he got hurt, but I still thought he had to shoot his own free throws. Free throws will be attempted. I apologize. I do not have the name. I have number 13, and he got a nice little cheer. I believe I heard Carter. He goes 1-for-2 from the free throw line. And Hayden Harper is ready to check back in. I don't know what the call there was to not allow Hayden Harper to shoot the free throws, but it's 21-7. Warriors up by two touchdowns here 30 seconds into the second quarter. A very slow-paced game despite both of these teams using up-tempo. The corner three by the Blue Devils is no good. Haley fights for the rebound, gets poked away. Barrett Cook comes away with it. And he now runs the floor, tries to pass it out to Chapman Harris, but gets ripped from behind. And now Hayden Harper will make his way back into the game. He's now getting talked to by the referee again. I couldn't tell you, to be completely honest with you, what the call was, why Harper wasn't able to shoot those free throws. But 21-7, inbound goes to Barrett Cook. Works his way inside the paint. Through contact, made the free throw, but they'll say that it was a blocking foul prior to the shot attempt. And that's kind of the reason we're talking about it, a very slow-paced first quarter due to a lot of foul calls. Inbound gets poked away. We'll stay on this side of the floor. 6:54 remaining in the second quarter. Inbound goes to Barrett Cook. Now to Hayden Harper. Back to Cook. He's at the top of the key. Paint touch with Grayson Haley. Kicks it out to Harper. His left wing three can't rattle it home. Three Warriors there. And Barrett Cook and Chapman Harris win the offensive rebound. Now back to Haley. Now to Barrett Cook at the top of the key. Tries to inside pass it to Parker Wright, who is standing at the short corner. But that one gets tipped away, going the other way with 6.5 to play. Blue Devils will slow things down with the point guard Davis standing inside the circle, and he tried to break two defenders with a Euro step, but took one too many steps. I haven't seen too many Euro steps outside the three-point line. The ball quickly advanced. Chapman Harris back to Hayden Harper. The three-pointer too strong. Barrett Cook wins the offensive rebound. Finds Parker Wright, who kicks it back out to Chapman Harris. They're going to say that he traveled. The Chapman Harris three-pointer was no good regardless. I didn't see a travel, to be honest with you, but that is Lee Scott's fifth turnover of the contest. Euro step now inside the free throw line. Can't get it to rattle home. Parker Wright the rebound out to Hayden Harper and out to Haley. Now to Chapman Harris. Three ball from the corner is no good. Barrett Cook almost wins the offensive rebound. Tries to tap it back out with the Blue Devils corral. A 3-on-2 fast break. Walter Tatum will take it the whole way. Can't get the layup to go on the right side, but he gets hit on the way up. He'll make his way to the free throw line to shoot two. 5:42 remaining in this second quarter on the campus of Lee Scott Academy inside William J. and Evelyn B. Sanford Gymnasium. Christian Griffin bringing you all of tonight's action here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. 21-7. Warriors out in front of the Notasoga Blue Devils. Tatum gets the front end to go. Only two Blue Devils have found the score column. It's Tatum with four and Davis with four. Second free throw. A line drive, but gets that one to go as well. So 2-for-2 at the free throw line. Cuts the lead to 12. Hayden Harper stands at the right wing, or left wing rather. Passes it inside to Haley. Tries to find Will Lyles, but it gets stolen once again. The upside, the high passes are not going to be called. Left-handed layup. Haley gets a block, but they're going to say they got a lot of lower body contact going up for the block. And it's now Rashad Jackson, the 5'9 senior, making his way to the free throw line. First free throw, can't get it to go off the back iron. Parks Myers will check in for Barrett Cook. 5:29 remaining in this second quarter. Warriors a little uncharacteristic with the basketball. Six turnovers already here through just about a quarter and a half. Hayden Harper gets the long rebound after it was tipped a couple times. Didn't have the numbers. He'll slow things down. He finds Parker Wright. Tries to work his way inside. Now back to Harper on the left wing. Parks Myers. Now Haley back to Myers. Now to Hayden Harper. Short corner in. Parker Wright now inside to a cutting Parks Myers. Can't get the layup to go. But as we've seen so many times, Lee Scott makes their way to the free throw line. Parks Myers might be the best off-ball cutter on this Lee Scott Academy team. You saw it happen so many times on Tuesday to where he stands on the right wing and the ball gets right around the free throw line as he banks home the first free throw. Oh, the Warriors share a little bit of a laugh with that one. Didn't mean to, but count it nonetheless. Parks now has five in the contest, looking to make it six. Lefty unable to convert. He'll split the pair at the charity stripe. Right wing three from the Blue Devils, following just one pass on the possession. No good. Hayden Harper with the board. Will Lyles now at the top of the key. He passes inside to the low block, and Parker Wright could have been a travel, got away with it. But a spin inside, and Parker Wright's now in the score column. Give him two. Since it wasn't called, it ended up being a really nice move. Left wing three is too strong. Hayden Harper rips down another rebound, trying to find somebody down court. Nobody there. Will Lyles now on the right wing. His three ball high, arcing is short. Parker Wright rips down the rebounds, tries to go up with it, but nobody there. Swings it back out. Hayden Harper now inside, makes a man fall. Oh, man, but is unable to get the elbow jumper to go. Almost gets a poke steal from behind, does Harper. It rattles around underneath the rim. Now it is Parks Myers. Tries to draw some contact, able to get the layup to go. Plus the foul. Used the speed to get all the way down the court and slowed things down on the gather, and gets hit from behind. Layup is good, plus the foul. He'll have the opportunity to convert the three-point play. .410 remaining in this second quarter. Lee Scott out in front, 26-9. Girls picked up a big-time victory prior to this game, winning it 46-1. You can see how effective this Lee Scott Academy offense is when they use their defense to turn into offense. The ball pressure by Lee Scott as the free throw for Myers is up and good. He's had four in each quarter. Nobody there downfield. But now Myers does come in like a safety. Hayden Harper nowhere to go. Fires it inside to Myers. Draws some contact. They're going to say a blocking foul. Actually, the other referee is going to say a charge. He had a defender up in the air. I don't know how you could call a charge with it. And Coach William Johnson's kind of asking the same thing. If you go up for a block and you draw contact, usually not a charge, but in this case, I guess it is. 27-9 halfway through this second quarter. Lee Scott comfortably out in front. They'll continue their full court pressure. Blue Devils do get it inside as Brooke Zachary is checked into the game for the first time tonight. They try and throw a little alley-oop layup, but way over the head of the Blue Devil teammate. Blue Devils will turn it over. Hayden Harper quick to inbound it. Chapman Harris thought about the three, back to Hayden Harper. Thought about the three himself, but one dribble pull-up, can't get it to go. Parker Wright, the offensive rebounds, and the putback. 29-9, Warriors have extended the lead to 20 halfway through this second period. We'll try and work it inside, and a nice layup gets it to go, does Eric Miller. Will Lyles now has it on the right wing, tries to do a bounce pass to Parker Wright, but it gets stolen. Now stolen by Brooke Zachary. It should be a push on a Blue Devil, but I believe they're going to get Brooke Zachary. No, okay, good. They will get it on the Blue Devils. And a sub now. For the Warriors, and that will be the 15th foul for the Blue Devils. So Brooke Zachary in his pink shoes will head to the charity stripe. First free throw from Zachary. It is nothing but string music. 32-11. Lee Scott out in front. 3.5 to play here in this second quarter. Second free throw is up. That one rattles in and out. It's good in the arcade, but can't get that one to go. So he splits the pair, does Zachary. Blue Devils slowing things down in their half court, looking to run a little bit of offense. Chapman Harris, nice on-ball pressure now with Brooke Zachary. Ball rattling around, trying to fight for it. It's going to be off on a Blue Devil. Great defense by the Lee Scott Warriors. Their on-ball individual ball pressure is so, so good. They force another turnover by the Blue Devils. 30-11, under three to play here in this second quarter. Ball swinging around the perimeter. Sits with Chapman Harris at the top of the key. Now to Brooke Zachary, now inside to Cord Zellner. His layup is up and good. Great ball movement by the Warriors. Working around the perimeter. You find somebody on the low block now right at the three-point, or right inside. Defensive rebound. Chapman Harris now has a breakaway. His lefty layup is good. And that's how fast this Lee Scott team can get on a run. You give me two free throws, a stop, a layup, a stop, and a layup, and all of a sudden, a 7-0 run just like that. 34-11. And we'll take a timeout here. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
To 11, Lee Scott out in front of the Notasauga Blue Devils. Before we get started with the action, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Lee Scott Sports Network.
Tiger Country 104.5 is WAUE HD2 Waverly and W283DQ Auburn Opelika.
Tiger Country 104.5.
Blue Devils working their way down the floor. They turn it over. Chapman Harris works his way inside. Now to Will Lyles. Now to Hayden Harper. His right wing three can't get it to go. Short off the front of the rim. Defensive rebound corralled by the Blue Devils. 2:05 to play. They try and work their way inside to the low block. And the Blue Devils turn it over once again. The Auburn Tigers, the Lady Auburn Tigers on the hardwood, just defeated Virginia 66-57 in the Women's SEC-ACC Challenge. Britt Bowen on the call for that one. But here inside Samford Gymnasium, Lee Scott out in front, 34-11. Chapman Harris can't get the right wing, three to go. Brooke Zachary wins the offensive rebound. I believe they're going to say that he walked on it. We're actually going to say that it was stayed right here. I thought he took an extra step, but you'll happily take the ultimate or the other results. And Brooke Zachary with the Warriors in the bonus will shoot two free throws. 1:41 remaining in this second quarter. Warriors out in front 34-11. First free throw hit the back of the rim, the front of the rim, the back iron once again, and popped out. Hayden Harper will check out. Number 13, we do have confirmation now. It's Clayton Burns who's checked into the game. He had that lone free throw when Hayden Harper had to come out due to injury. So Burns now getting some playing time here in this second quarter. Will Lyles will sub out. Wyatt Watley subs in with a minute 40 remaining in this second quarter. Warriors keeping the full court pressure, but as soon as it's inbounded, they back off a little bit. Chapman Harris gets a steal. Warriors have a 4-on-1. Chapman Harris, left-handed layup. Around a defender and in. Chapman Harris now has 4 in the quarter. Give him 6 in the contest. Warriors lead by 25. Right wing 3 is no good. Chapman Harris couldn't get the offensive rebounds. Now the left wing 3 can't rattle at home. Cord Zellner and Brooke Zachary combine for the rebounds. But it's Brooke Zachary that rips it away. Wyatt Watley now on the left wing. Thought about the 3. Comes to a jump stop. Now back to Burns. Now to Zachary at the top of the key. He finds Cord Zellner in the short corner. Passes it to Chapman Harris. Thought about a three, and they're going to get a three-second call on the Warriors. I believe it was on Brooke Zachary. I think he was ready to post up or box out with a Chapman Harris three. When Harris decided to pump fake and drive, it forced the three-second violation and another turnover by the Blue Devils, trying to work the fast break opportunity. But the Warriors kind of lackadaisical getting back, but they force another turnover. 48 seconds and counting here in this second period. Warriors out in front, 36-11. Chapman Harris tries to find Cord Zellner, who attempted to save it under his own basket, but it hit the bottom of the backboard. And that'll be another turnover by the Warriors. Following the 40 seconds of game time here in this second quarter and a couple messages, we'll have the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. The left corner three by the Blue Devils is no good. Rebound goes to Brooke Zachary, but a turnover and then a charge on a Euro step. Wyatt Watley draws the charge. A fortunate call for the Warriors, in my opinion, but Wyatt Watley, I think, might have taken an elbow to the head, but he walks off under his own power. Seems to be okay. You'll happily take the call if you're the Warriors. 36-11, 27 seconds remaining in this second quarter. Wyatt Watley, a step-in three. Can't get that one to go. Cord Zellner, offensive rebound. His putback is good. Cord Zellner has five in the game, four in the quarter. A big offensive rebound. The Warriors using some pressure. Wyatt Watley gets a steal. His layup through contact. Can't get it to go, but he'll head to the free throw line to shoot two. Wyatt Watley playing that safety right around the half-court line. And they try and inbound it and find their man standing right around the LSA. Wyatt Watley just came in like a safety and intercepted it and had a free lane through the middle of the lane to the basket. And he draws the contact. First free throw from Watley is short. Parker Wright and Grayson Haley will check in for Zachary and Zellner. 3.3 remaining before halftime. Second free throw from Watley. Can't get that one to go either. Blue Devils with the rebound and just go for a home run heave. Almost a turnover. Was a turnover. And Burns ultimately had a half-court heave. But that one's off the top of the backboard. 38-11 at the halftime break. When we come back, we'll get you started with the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report, go through some of the stats and how we got here and what the Warriors need to do to win their ninth game of the season. Don't go anywhere. The Orthopedic Clinic halftime report is next on the Lee Scott Sports Network.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work.
Society's Glue Guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fiori, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
Lee Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
Your score at the halftime break. Lee Scott Academy out in front of the Notasulga Blue Devils through 16 minutes of play. We welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them on the web at theorthoclinic.com. Warriors well on their way to winning their ninth of 10 tries, looking to move to 9-1 on the young season. Let's look at some of these halftime stats that have gotten you through these first 16 minutes. They're brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station. Parks Myers and Hayden Harper lead the way for the Warriors. They both have 8. Cord Zellner has 5. Grayson Haley with 2. Parker Wright with 4. Chapman Harris has 6. Brooke Zachary with 1. Barrett Cook with 3. And Clayton Burns getting some nice playing time here in the first half. He has 1 point as well. Again, those halftime stats are brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station. 38-11 at the halftime break. We'll talk about some of the keys to the game for this second half. Again, very similar to what it was in the girls' game. Continuing to run your offense, if you can play a clean second half, limit some turnovers, and continue to force turnovers. This Lee Scott team, again, doesn't want to run many half-court sets. They want to get out and run in transition and use some of those live ball turnovers to create some mismatches, create some easy points on the offensive end. And they've done a real nice job forcing 8 turnovers on their end, but the Warriors have 8 turnovers themselves. So I think Coach William Johnson would love for that to be cleaned up in the second half. Along with that, continuing to keep guys healthy. I think that's probably, if anything, the most important thing as you're nearing up towards region and area play, where you're going to need to be at full strength or as close to full strength as you can possibly be. tell you one thing, this Lee Scott basketball team, they're in shape. They win just about every single track meet against every other team that they play. And that goes back to forcing some of those turnovers. You gotta give so much credit to this Lee Scott Academy on ball defense. The defensive ball pressure has been absolutely phenomenal. Again, even going back to Tuesday's game, it was 20-20 at the half or at the end of the first quarter, and the final score was 72-41. They allowed 21 points in 24 minutes, and they have now allowed 11 points in 16 minutes. Pretty good defense if you ask me. And again, this Lee Scott team wants to use defense into offense. But going back to keeping guys healthy, if you're allowing guys to continue to go in, come in and sub out, only forcing them to play 2 or 3 minutes at a time, and getting some of those younger guys involved, going to be very, very important for this Lee Scott team as well. Again, talked about it in the girls varsity halftime. You never know when your number, your name is going to be called. So having some key minutes, being able to play some legitimate game time action rather than just in practice, because you can't really replicate the intensity or the speed of a practice like a game. So if you can get some of those younger guys some valuable minutes here in this second half, could be very, very valuable for this Lee Scott Academy team in the second half of their season. We'll take one final break here. We'll come back, wrap up the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. We'll get you started with the Mountain High Outfitters second half tip-off. All that when we come back on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
Home buying has never been simple. In today's economy, it's vital to work with an experienced lender who understands your needs. Auburn Bank's mortgage lending team is made up of local folks who can help you navigate the process. Whether it's finding your dream home or making improvements to your existing home, stop by our new home in the Auburn Bank Center. We'll be glad to help. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 403461.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
Let's get back to the LSA action. It's on to the second half of our game, presented by Mountain High Outfitters on Tiger Country 104.5.
Your Lee Scott Academy Warriors out in front of the Notosuga Blue Devils, 38-11. Just about underway here with the start of the second half. A reminder that the tip-off of the second half is brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters. They're celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street across from the Auburn University campus. It'll be Blue Devil basketball going left to right on your radio dial, but as quickly as I say that, Parks Myers gets a steal. He finds Hayden Harper. And Harper now in double figures. He has 10. A quick pull-up three on the left side, no good. Offensive rebounds is won by the Blue Devils. Hayden Harper now on the inside. He kicks it to Haley. Left wing three is no good. Misses that one left, and Parker Wright unable to track it down. we're going the other way. A first half that felt like it took a lot longer than it should have. A lot of cheap fouls on both sides resulted in a lot of free throw attempts. Warriors force a tie-up on the inbound pass, and the possession arrow gives the ball to Lee Scott Academy. 40-13, just underway here. Hayden Harper finds a cutting Haley, but that one gets blocked at the rim. Now numbers for the Blue Devils, and they convert on the layup. 40-15. Parks Myers cutting, passes it inside to Parker Wright. The layup. Parker Wright short-armed it and left it short. 40-15. Blue Devils with the rebounds and a little bit of a run to start this third quarter. Warriors coming out in this third quarter in man-to-man defense. Tries to make a pass inside. Does Walter Tatum, but that's knocked away by Parker Wright. It'll be a baseline out of bounds on the left side. Standing right between the R and the S are the Blue Devils. Again, Warriors in their home whites. Blue Devils in their road blacks with the royal blue trim. Parks Myers gets a steal. Goes behind the back, and the left-handed layup is up, and it goes down. Parks Myers now also in double figures. He has 10. A fight for the ball, and now turns into a fast break. The 8-foot jumper, a bit of an awkward jump shot, is no good. Haley with the rebound starts working his way up the floor. And a foul by the Blue Devils about 55 feet away from their own basket. It's Haley, Harper, Myers, Wright, and Cook, the same starting five that got the game going for the Warriors, getting things going here in this second half. Ball sits with Hayden Harper on the right wing, trying to find somebody. Finds Parks Myers, now finds Barrett Cook in the short corner. He'll take the 15-foot jumper. That one's too strong. Rebounds with the Blue Devils. Tried to outlet pass it, but the teammate wasn't looking. Stolen by Parks Myers, and Haley now has a wide-open layup. Tries to draw some contact. Couldn't get the layup to go, but he will draw some contact and shoot two free throws. He almost expected a little bit more contact than he got. Was trying to expect to finish through contact. Instead, it was more of just a little hand check. But Haley will make his way to the free throw line. 6:03 remaining in this third quarter. Warriors out in front, 42-15. First free throw from Haley is buried. Second one on the way. Can't get that one to go. Haley splits the pair at the charity stripe. 6 minutes to play in the third quarter. Blue Devils working fast, able to get a paint touch and a nice pocket pass, and a layup is good on the weak side by the Blue Devils. They've had some nice offense working here early in this third quarter. Ball working around the perimeter. Pass from Harper now to Wright, now to Barrett Cook. Can't get that three to go. Warriors have had success inside and at the free throw line, but the three-point line really struggling to cash in from there throughout two and a half quarters here. Right corner three from Keldrick Davis. Nice looking stroke from Davis. He now leads the way for the Blue Devils. He has 7 of the 20. 43-20. Your score, approaching 5 minutes to play here in this third quarter. Ball sits with Haley in the short corner. Now over to Parks Myers, now to Harper, now to Barrett Cook. Thought about the three, pump faked it, now to Parks Myers. Now over to Hayden Harper, left corner three. That one is buried. There we go. That's the reverse announcer's jinx, talking about how they can't make one, then they do, rather than you can't miss, and then they miss. Could have been a charge, no call on the other ends. Now a block. And they're going to call a loose ball foul on the Blue Devils. Hayden Harper, the man that cashed in that corner three. A nice pass from Barrett Cook. Credit him with an assist. 46-20. 4.5 to play here in the third quarter. Lee Scott out in front. of Notasoga. Brooks Zachary and Chapman Harris and Wyatt Watley all check into the game for the Warriors. Chapman Harris, corner three. Can't get that one to go. It's off the front of the rim and then over the backboard. We're going the other way with the Blue Devils. Warriors continue their full court pressure. The Blue Devils break that one pretty easily this time. And then they try and feed inside. And they turn it over. Keldrick Davis was standing wide open at the same spot. He buried a three the last possession. But they were unable to find him and turn it over and give the ball back to the Warriors. Approaching the four-minute mark here in this third quarter. Ball working around the three-point line from Harper to Wyatt Watley. Back to Harper. Now to Parker Wright. The reverse layup can't get it to go. And now a jump ball between Parker Wright and a couple of Blue Devils getting physical underneath the rim. I don't think Coach William Johnson necessarily liked it. Almost frustration, but Parker Wright got away with it. Wright will take a seat, and Cord Zellner will check in. It'll be Blue Devil basketball. And a blocking foul on Chapman Harris. As they work their way up the left sideline, tried to cut off the sideline, but unable to get in proper position. Blue Devils inbound the basketball, try and find their big man inside while sitting on the right side. Now to Davis, one dribble pull up, and that's cash. Davis now has five in the third quarter. Give him nine in the contest. He almost gets a steal, knocks it out of bounds. Davis, a nice little player for the Blue Devils. And a little shoe malfunction from Wyatt Watley. Will Lyles will check in for Hayden Harper. 3.5 to play. Warriors doubling up the Blue Devils. Here in the total points, 46-23, but the Blue Devils' offense has looked a little bit more in sync than the Warriors have here in this third quarter. Try and work their way inside. It will remain with the Warriors as the layup gets blocked. Wyatt Watley will inbound it, standing in between the two E's in Lee Scott. Chapman Harris gets the inbound pass, a nice pass to Cord Zellner. He's unable to finish on the right side, and they're going to get William Lyles with a foul under the basket. Oh, man, William Lyles was standing at the two volleyball lines right where they intersect on the left side. And the southpaw threw a two-seam fastball all the way down to the low block on the right side. But it surprised Zellner a little bit. Chapman Harris almost gets a steal. He does. And Brooke Zachary, Euro step on the left side, and the right-handed layup is good, plus the foul. Brooke Zachary showing off some nice moves following a nice steal from Chapman Harris. Dove into the first row of the bleachers, but he'll get credit with an assist. Free throw from Zachary is no good, but Chapman Harris gets the rebound and gets the putback. And now Wyatt Watley will get credit or get called on the foul. And Braden Martin, wearing number 14, will check in to the contest for the Warriors. Right corner three, unable to convert. Offensive rebound won by the Blue Devils. Back to Davis. 20-foot jumper, no good, but they're going to get Chapman Harris hitting the elbow of Davis. Davis gets the first free throw to go. Davis, leading scorer on this Blue Devils team. He has 10. and six make it seven of the 11 have come in this third period. 3 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Warriors up 50-25. Warriors running some motion offense. With the Blue Devils playing a 3-2 zone. Wyatt Watley thought about the three. Passes to Chapman Harris. Almost stolen away. Will Lyles now in the corner. Thought about the three. Back to Wyatt Watley. Now to the short corner. Back to Watley. Thought about the three once again. Nice pump fake. Drives inside, but the layup gets blocked. The Blue Devils are going the other way. They have numbers if they want to use it. It's a long two from Davis. But he buries it. He loves that right wing. And he now has nine in the third quarter, 13 in the game. Wyatt Watley, right wing three, wide open. Can't get that one to go. And Davis now has a fast break. Almost tipped away, and he caught it underneath the basket. Wasn't able to get the layup. But the Warriors able to get a block on the 10-foot elbow jumper. And Chapman Harris will work the left side. No contact, a lot of contact. And Davis, almost cherry-picking now, goes for the layup. No call on that one. Martin gets the rebound but was standing on the baseline. It will stay with the Blue Devils. 50-27, 1:51 remaining in this third quarter. Blue Devils have found some offense here in this third quarter. They are outscoring the Warriors 13-12 in this third quarter. Inbound pass goes to Barrett Cook. But he's unable to complete the steal. It will remain with the Blue Devils. Ball with Davis on the right wing. That runner can't go, but Warriors unable to convert on the offensive side. Get the offensive rebound. Davis feeling himself right now. A bit of a heat check. That one off the front of the rim. Parker Wright slowing things down. Gets poked from behind now with Barrett Cook. Now inside to Parker Wright. Should be a flop call. And they are going to say that it was a blocking foul. There was not enough contact for that to be a true charge on Parker Wright. So the Warriors will inbound it under their own basket. Wyatt Watley to inbound. Parker Wright cutting right through the teeth of the defense. He lays it up. The Warriors extend the lead. 10-foot jumper, no good. Barrett Cook, nice defensive rebounds. A 3-on-3 fast break. Inside to Zellner. Now back out to Will Lyles. His left wing three can't get it to go. Court Zellner, offensive rebound. Can't get that one. But through contact from behind, we'll head to the free throw line. First free throw from Zellner, and he knocks it down. .102 remaining in this third quarter. Zellner leaves the second one well short. Barrett Cook tried to save it, but that one goes out of bounds. It's Blue Devil basketball under a minute to play here in this third quarter. They break the press rather easily. Had Davis wide open on the right wing. Instead, the layup is no good. Barrett Cook with a Euro step, able to get the layup to go. The Blue Devils going the other way. Throw it over the head of their teammate. Another turnover forced by the pressure of the Warriors. 40.8 remaining in this third quarter. Warriors lead 55-27. They throw it inside to Parker right at the free throw line. Now back out to Barrett Cook. Nice pump fake. Got 2 feet in the paint. Couldn't convert on the right-handed bunny. They're going the other way. Davis Fired one inside. Wyatt Watley tried to go for a wraparound steal, but they'll call him for the reach. That was the fifth team foul for the Warriors in this third quarter. So Davis will head to the free throw line. First free throw from Davis is up and good. He's up to 10 in this third quarter alone, has 14 in the game. Second free throw up and good as well. Barrett Cook brings the ball up for the Warriors, kicks it out to Burns, who finds Will Lyles. He leaves the 6-foot jumper short. Offensive rebound by Parker Wright. Can't get that one to go. And now a fast break layup opportunity by Keldrick Davis. And it's up and good. He has 13 in the third quarter, and that was how the third quarter comes to an end. 55-31. Warriors comfortably out in front, but the Blue Devils finding a little bit of offense through Keldrick Davis. Don't go anywhere. The final 8 minutes when we come back. You're listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Of our members love us.
Oh yes, ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
Ready to get underway here in the fourth quarter. Here inside William J. and Evelyn B. Sanford Gymnasium here on the campus of Lee Scott Academy. Warriors will get the ball to start the fourth quarter, leading 55-30. It's Haley, Harper, Lyles, Cook, and Wright, the five for the Warriors. Keldrick Davis gets a steal on one end and then dribbles off his foot on the other. Parker Wright now with a fast break opportunity. He drives it in with the right hand and converts. Gets the scoring started for the Warriors in this fourth quarter. The Davis three-pointer from the right wing is too strong off the back iron. Grayson Haley corrals down the rebound. It's now with Harper now inside to Parker Wright on the short corner. His turnaround jumper is up and good. Parker Wright with all four here in the fourth quarter. Barrett Cook almost gets a steal. But will remain with the Blue Devils at half court. 7-12 remaining in this fourth quarter. Warriors lead by 29. Ball gets to the free throw line. Kick out to the left corner. That one no good. Offensive rebounds almost tracked down, but then we'll roll out of bounds. It'll be Warrior basketball with 7:01 to play. Hayden Harper dribbles the ball up on the right side. Gets to the right wing. Passes to Barrett Cook. A little bit of motion offense. Cross-court pass to Will Lyles. He gets 2 feet in the paint. Passes it back to Haley. Barrett Cook, right wing three, is buried. Barrett Cook might be the best catch-and-shoot three-point shooter on this team. Knocks down a big triple. Warriors now by 32. 15-foot jumper, way too strong. An air ball and a wrestle for the basketball. They're going to call a jump ball. And the possession arrow points towards Lee Scott. A couple of the Blue Devil fans in attendance, not very pleased. They thought that it was a foul on Barrett Cook rather than a jump ball. Parker Wright and Grayson Haley will sub out. It's Braden Martin. Warriors only have four on the floor. No, okay, Haley did stay in. He just went over to go talk to Coach Johnson. It ended up working out for him as they get a free 2 points from it because nobody thought that Haley was in the game, and a wide-open layup he converts. Davis now on his end. Don't know how that right-handed layup didn't go, but the Warriors and Haley are going the other way. 5.5 to play. Barrett Cook, left wing three, is too short. Haley with the long rebound. He stands on the left block. Could have been a travel. Kicks it out to Will Lyles, who can't bury the right corner three. A fight for the rebound, just a scramble. And Barrett Cook comes away with it. Don't know how, but got it right on the right block. And he cashes in on the easy layup. He now has five in the fourth quarter. Will Lyles almost gets a steal, and they're going to say the Blue Devils touched it first, and it'll be a backcourt violation. Barrett Cook, Hayden Harper, and Grayson Haley sub out. And apologies on my end, but some numbers and names that I am not 100% sure of have checked into the contest. Left corner three from Burns is no good. The Blue Devils quickly work their way up the floor. Jumper can't go. And the tip out of bounds. They'll say that it's Warrior basketball with 4:15 and counting on the clock. Wyatt Watley, the point guard in for Lee Scott Academy, goes for a Euro step. The under, up and under, is up and good, and Wyatt Watley's hurt. He's rolling around on the floor. Oh, don't want to see that. A beautiful move. The Euro step up and under. But Watley might have landed awkwardly with his ankle. Those are his first 2 points of the contest, and they are. They're working out that right ankle, and he appears to be in a lot of pain as the trainer begins to work his way off. He is able to walk off under his own power. Does have a little bit of a limp with Coach Johnson helping out. Hopefully nothing major. That was what we talked about. The health of this Lee Scott team is so important. Keeping guys healthy in a contest. That's a little bit out of hand right now. 68-32. As the turnaround jumper is no good for the Blue Devils, but gets hit on the way up, and he'll shoot two free throws, 3:38 and counting here in this fourth quarter. Again, you hope that Watley possibly might have just rolled his ankle, might have landed awkwardly. Hopefully nothing serious for number 10 in white. 324 as the free throw is well short. And even his own fans booed him on that one as he smiles a little bit. You can't help but smile. 68-32, approaching the three-minute mark. That free throw, that time, overcalculated, hit off the backboard, couldn't get that one to go. And the Warriors turn it over. Get a hole. Get a hole. Get a hole. 2:45 remaining in this fourth quarter. Warriors by 34. Back to Davis on the right wing. One dribble pull up, can't get it to go. Rebounds by number 50. And now the fast break opportunity is actually stolen away from the Blue Devils. A 2-on-1 fast break. And the speed of the Blue Devils, nice defense by number 22 of the Warriors. Well, Walter Tatum's able to get his own rebound. He's up to 7 in the contest as we approach the 2-minute mark here inside Sanford Gymnasium. They're going to say a travel by Lee Scott as that gets right inside the free throw line. Apologies, some numbers and names that I do not have here up with me on the score sheet into the contest for Lee Scott Academy. Under 2 minutes to play here, however, inside Sanford Gymnasium. Lee Scott well on their way to a 9-1 start in their first season in the AHSAA. Warriors in a 3-2 high ball pressure zone with a minute and a half to play. Warriors 68, Blue Devils 34. The right wing three well short. Offensive rebound with the Warriors and poked away by Lee Scott Academy. And they're going to say a double dribble by Lee Scott. Tried to find his outlet man, but he wasn't turned around. Tried to play it off. But another turnover by the Warriors with a minute to play. Right wing three from the Blue Devils is well short. Warriors with a 2-on-1 fast break. Corner three is good. I apologize. I do not know the name. They might have said Wyatt Myers. I am not 100% positive. But a three ball nonetheless. 71-34. Offensive rebounds off the putback is up. And it is good. And Josiah Hewley is into the contest. Has a chance at a three-point play. This will most likely be the final attempt at any points as we're under 10 seconds to play here on the running clock. Free throw rattles around and is no good. And Lee Scott will dribble this one out. 71-36. Lee Scott wins their ninth game of the season. Don't go anywhere. We'll come back, talk about how it all happened. Warriors get the sweep. Varsity girls and varsity boys over the Blue Devils of Notasoga. We'll be back in 60 seconds on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Lee Scott 71, Notasulga 36 in the varsity boys game. We have gone final here inside Sanford Gymnasium. Christian Griffin here bringing you all of tonight's action inside the Lee Scott Sports Network as the Lee Scott Academy boys move to 9-1 on the season following, again, a 71-36 victory over the Blue Devils. Let's look at some of those final stats. That was cool, getting some fist bumps by some of the opposing fans. Hopefully they enjoyed what they heard of screaming right in front of them, but calling a great game here with Lee Scott. Hayden Harper finishes with 13, Grayson Haley with 5, Parker Wright with 10, Chapman Harris with 8, Wyatt Watley with 2 points late in the fourth quarter. Hopefully that right ankle of his is doing okay. Parks Myers finishes in double figures for the second straight game. He finished with 10. Brooke Zachary with 3. Cord Zellner with 6. Barrett Cook and Jack Egan with 1. And then a big time 3 by one of the bench players. Again, I apologize that I did not have all of those names and numbers from some of the gentlemen that made their way up from the JV team that got some really nice minutes with Lee Scott tonight. But the Warriors victorious 71-36. Lee Scott had 12 turnovers. Notasulga had 19 turnovers in the contest. A lot of those in the first half by Lee Scott. Again, you got exactly what you were wanting with the Warriors. Played a much cleaner second half than the first half. A lot of that due to the running clock throughout a majority of the second half, including all of the fourth quarter, with the lead being a little bit more than what could be a comeback for the Blue Devils. And again, you hope that the right ankle of Wyatt Watley was nothing more than just a tweak. He was able to walk off under his own power. But with health being one of the biggest concerns by this Lee Scott Academy team, again, as you approach some of your region and your area games, you'd love to be at as close to full strength as possible. A big-time home stretch. You've hit right in the first game, I was going to say right in the middle, but no, you've hit the first game of a big-time home stretch by this Lee Scott Academy team. They have Lafette, Beulah, Alabama Christian, Lynette, and Holtville all in a row here on our broadcasts. At least you can find our next broadcast right here on Tiger Country 104.5, the home of classic country hits. You can find it on tigercountry.net and as well on the Radio Alabama app. The YouTube and the Facebook live stream are there as well if you want to watch the game as well. Again, we thank you for listening to Lee Scott Academy basketball on the home of the Warriors. Our next matchup will actually be tonight, or our next broadcast will be tomorrow night, Friday, December 6th, against Lafette. The varsity girls scheduled for a 5:30 tip, and the varsity boys scheduled for right after at 7. So a quick turnaround. Hopefully you can get iced, get healthy, and get back and look for another win here inside Sanford Gymnasium. Boys and the girls complete the sweep. Varsity girls win 46-1. Boys 71-36. Again, thank you for listening to Lee Scott Academy basketball on the home of the Warriors, Tiger Country 104.5. For everybody at Lee Scott and everybody at Auburn Network, I'm Christian Griffin. Until next time, everybody stay safe, have a great night, and as always, it's a great night to be a Warrior.
Lee Scott Academy basketball has been presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Auburn Bank, and Gouge Performing Arts Center. Also brought to you by Russell Building Supply, Advanced Graphics, Auburn Express Towing, and Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Follow LSA Action here on Tiger Country 104.5.